Welcome back to our post-PDC 2008 episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller, still recovering from PDC.
I am too, and I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a ton of stuff. A lot of this stuff actually happened in PDC, and we just didn't get a chance to cover it.
Yeah, so obviously there's all the Azure stuff that we've been talking about, and we talked about the last This Week on Channel 9. So talk about some of the other announcements and some of the new stuff even this week.
So Let's get into it.
We'll jump right in. So BizSpark, we actually just announced this one. So.
Right.
So, do you know what this is?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Take it away.
Oh, okay. Fine. So, the idea is we give you free software.
Right.
So, you're a startup. You got less than 3 years in the biz, and you make less than $1 million. I think you pay $100. You find some person to be sort of like your peer mentor to let you in. And you get production software. So it's not just like an MSN subscription where you can't actually launch stuff. This is production software from everything from Visual Studio to SQL Server to Windows to BizTalk to System Center to everything in between.
This seems to me like an evolution of the Microsoft ISV Empower program.
Yeah, it's kind of different. They are targeted. In fact, one of the things they say is if you don't qualify for this, meaning you've been an ISV for either longer or you make more money, they say go to some of the other...
Go for McCain. Oh, no.
No, jeez, I thought we weren't going there. Oh, jeez. I get confused. It'd be hilarious if we had done our predictions and it's like McCain all the way. But this is really cool. Check it out if you... Our startup or looking to do a startup. You now have free services and you now need to pay no software for.
That's right.
No money for the software.
And speaking of no money for the software, XNA Game Studio 3.0 has RTM'd.
Yeah, that's right.
So I know that they're getting ready to go with the marketplace. So you'll be able to actually upload your games to the Xbox Live Marketplace. People can pay you money for them.
Try and buy, too,
exactly,
for games.
Exactly, yeah. So trial editions of everything. We caught up with Michael Klucher down at PDC.
Good guy, good guy.
He was sharing all sorts of awesome information. So I know that that's coming soon. But in advance of launching the marketplace, now XNA Game Studio 3.0 is RTM, so you can go build your games.
Yeah, and this includes a ton of stuff, even from cool things for making it really easy to deploy Windows games, and even doing things like you got a bunch of assets in your game, it'll actually shrink them down, so like compressing it so you don't have to download 800 megs of game. And using things like Link, this is stuff we've talked about before, where you can actually program games to Zune, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch how the marketplace takes off once people start putting their games up there. I think it's going to be this gold rush, a lot of the same way that the App Store was. So the
App Store.
It's this other device you can. They have applications you can buy.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, a friend of mine was talking about it. I don't have my facts straight on that.
Okay, is that pre-Zune or something? Sorry, I don't follow. Windows Live is actually becoming an OpenID provider.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Actually,
man.
Was this announced last week or this week?
I don't know. I think it was relatively recently, man.
Or did we just make it up?
No.
One of these stories is made up, by the way. If you can guess which one, you win a t-shirt. We should do that every week.
Exactly.
No, this is for real. So.
Wow, I was seen with Jennifer Aniston again. How weird. So, what do they have, like a 250,000 Windows Live IDs?
No, 250 million, a quarter billion.
Quarter billion.
Yes.
So that's huge that all those Windows Live IDs, and the whole idea behind OpenID is having that this one ID that you can use across different sites.
To rule them all.
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of becoming the de facto standard. And you can read about this. I think one of the things is this is pretty early. So it's actually a CTP. You can't go into production without like talking to them or doing some special hand wave thing. So this isn't. This is really a tech preview, and it's with their Int environment, which is for people that are familiar with programming live. That's not their production.
It's a staging, yeah, it's like dev environment, right?
Yeah. It's probably closer to staging. So anyways, but this is cool, and you can check it out, and it'll be really interesting to see all these live IDs become open IDs. So that's huge. Big win for open ID.
Nice. There you go. And big win for live ID.
And for customers.
Yes, and for
Let's not forget the customers.
And Jennifer Aniston. So this one's been out for a couple weeks now, but we haven't had a chance to cover it just because, again, everything going on with PDC, but... near and dear to my heart, Visual Studio 2010, .NET Framework 4, CTP, VPC.
Yes.
Get all those TLAs.
Yes.
It's available for download.
Yeah.
Now, the upside of this is that it's a VPC. It contains tons of walkthroughs. So I think this is really our best VPC CTP ever, just in terms of the quality and the amount of documentation we give you to help you discover and navigate through the new features. The downside is that it's a little bit bigger than our historical VPCs. So it's about 7.5 gigs compressed. But I've put together a blog post, maybe you can link to that, that helps you go out and actually download it using a download manager. So you don't have to wait for a download to complete, then download the next one. And it can do multiple HTTP stream pipes at the same time. So I was able to download this from home in just a few hours. So set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. We got to start doing infomercials.
Yes.
So that's blogs.mcn.com/BrianKell. We'll put the URL in there later. But this is awesome for people that want to play first time C# 4.0.
Right.
VB10, obviously, the team system stuff, everything's in there.
Hotness. And we want your feedback, too. So I was looking at the Connect site this morning. We've already got feedback coming in, and we want to know if you found a bug or if you see something you like or you don't like or you wish something else was there. We want to hear from you. We actually listen to those, and they impact the product. So definitely go out there, kick the tires, and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting part that we didn't cover, and this is something that came out last week, was the new .NET logo.
That's right.
So there you can see around 2000 was the first time they...
In the year 2000.
they decided, I guess the thinking with that logo was, Microsoft Paint has this great spray paint feature.
Yeah, it was a case study.
Why don't we spray paint the inside of the lid?
It was a case study for Microsoft Paint. But the thing that drove me crazy, and probably you as well, because we were both on the product management marketing side, was that the logo was lowercase, and yet the branding rule said you always had to do uppercase, so it's so schizophrenic.
So if you ever see anybody using either lowercase .NET or .NET with only the N capitalized, correct them. It should be all caps.
That's right.
And you can point it to us. So it's supposed to be the wave, I don't know.
Oh, like the stadium wave?
I think it's electricity that goes through everything.
Oh, like a sine wave. Or actually, would that be a cosine wave? I can't remember where it starts, if it's cosine. Someone could let us know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm thinking we should Photoshop somebody's head in between the waves, so it looks like they have blue hair.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice.
We'll figure it out. So other things that were announced, when Scott Guthrie first talked about the Silverlight 2 RTM, he mentioned this thing called the Silverlight Toolkit. So we officially launched it, and there's a bunch of quick starts for it. But this is a number of different controls and themes for Silverlight. So the idea is, I want to do a cool bar chart. Rather than me having to create these Silverlight primitives of a bar that dynamically resizes based on percentage, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's a pain when you actually have to do bar or pie charts and things like that. There's controls. Everything's open source. I think this is one of the great things. Reminds me of the Ajax Control Toolkit. This is the equivalent for sort of Silverlight. And includes a bunch of skins for UI stuff, a tree view control, et cetera, et cetera. So
that's hot. And then so you can...
No-brainer download.
And you can combine that with Nikhil's effects library, also free. No-brainer download.
Yes, yes. So you can get the cool transition effects. Let me calculate how screwed you are in the mortgage crisis. Oh, look, why is my bar going down? So this is cool stuff, and it's all open source as well.
Hotness. And so speaking of this, Rudy Grobler took this and ported it to WPF. So all those themes are available as WPF themes now.
Exactly. So this is one of the things where you end up spending so much time trying to make your WPF app look pretty. While they spent that time on Silverlight, they didn't actually release them for WPF. And I don't know how many changes he had to do, but he officially has the Silverlight toolkit themes. And you can see them close in here, where they actually do the styling of the scroll wheel and a bunch of other stuff, and on-click, on-location.
So Rudy Grobler, MVP of the week. Nice.
Are you just building titles?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
So Second Light, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and neither one of us really could describe it.
I sucked at explaining it.
It was a surface, and it could project on paper, and I still don't know what it's about. But Larry put together a great video. So let's take a look at that clip.
Let's go to the clip.
It's just a cheap piece of plastic with two LEDs, with a strip of LEDs and two batteries. And essentially what we're doing is shining infrared through this sheet of plastic. It has these markers etched on on the bounds of this on the bounds of this surface, so that we can track this surface in 3D to do our correction of the projection. So here on the screen we have this man, a computer graphic that we can then pick up using this object and take off the surface, and we can move it around. And again, by virtue of this infrared markers that are shining down onto the surface, the camera can pick up the orientation and the coordinates of where this secondary surface is. Now, the other thing we can do here is, if we switch to moving animation, we can actually correct the projection. So what you're seeing here is we're undistorting this image so that it appears centered and always corrected, whatever orientation we move to.
So that's what it is.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, it protects on paper.
Yeah.
Nice. Good video, Larry. And so what's next? We got Silverlight plus Windows Azure for video.
Yeah, so with the release of Windows Azure, people are looking to do how do you use their blob storage. Mm-hmm. So this is a step-by-step tutorial on showing how to upload videos to the blob storage and then actually building a Silverlight player to watch your video. So, like, you know, you want to share a video,
yep,
want to build an easy Silverlight player. This goes through everything step by step, so it's like an easy first, slightly more complicated than a Hello World Windows Azure application.
And, or you could just use Silverlight streaming, right? So how's this... Is it? But I think the purpose of this is you can host really arbitrary things in the cloud. They just happen to be using video.
They happen to be using
whereas
video.
Whereas Silverlight streaming restricts you to media.
So you could use images, and it really is any sort of binary data for their blob storage.
Okay.
But it at least shows you how to do it.
Got it.
So.
All right. So times for picks of the week.
Picks of the week, yes.
So my pick of the week is actually self-deprecating. So Scott Hanselman made fun of us, called us evil during his presentation.
Speaking of evil, do you know these guys? And he put this slide up of us from This Week on Channel 9.
That's right. So if you haven't seen this yet, go to MicrosoftPDC.com and pull up TL49.
Yes.
So actually, we haven't even talked about this. All of the sessions from PDC are now online.
You did that.
I was a cog.
Yes, you did.
So I worked on that.
Speaking of babies.
Yeah. Yes, Baby Smash. So all the sessions are online, so you can go check them out. And the other thing is that Greg Duncan built a tool which goes out and actually lists all the sessions in just one big blog post. So take a look at Greg Duncan's list, also an MVP on our show, because I say
yeah,
so.
Yeah, and we saw Greg.
Yes, actually. We did. We met him face-to-face.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was awesome. He hung out in the Channel 9 lounge.
Yeah.
But
I met Alvin Ashcraft, which was the other.
Oh, we met tons of great people.
Yeah, sorry.
And also back to my pick of the week. So Scott made reference to us during his Baby Smash presentation at PDC,
yes,
and was telling the story of how we went in and requested Baby Smash MMO and Baby versus Baby, and we asked all of you to vote for it, and how it just shot up in the rankings, and how it took Scott totally off guard. And so he's thinking, you know, all these parents out there want Baby versus Baby and Baby co-op for Baby Smash, and so he went out and he built this.
And everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious, so it's nice. I appreciate Scott giving a shout out.
Definitely, even if he's calling us evil.
So. Yes, exactly. And we did another session with Scott where he was showing some of the stuff he's doing for Baby Smash in our Coding for Fun session.
Oh, that's right.
For Surface.
Yep.
So, and he actually uses his chin to expand. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the multi monitor. Yep. Always good stuff. So my pick of the week is our show-off entry. So we always promo ourselves. Well, I don't know if you know this, Brian, but I was hosting show-off.
That was absolutely the most fun of the whole entire PDC experience last week for me, was getting to be involved with show-off. And the premise, if you watch the show, is basically we want you to submit these 3-minute videos showing off some cool technology that you built using at least one Microsoft technology.
Right.
So take us through some of the highlights.
So, Well, how many entries did we have? 15, 13?
We had way more than that. We ended up showing about a dozen.
It was the ones we showed. I think it was about a dozen, not including Clint's, which actually...
It was a bonus entry?
Yes, bonus entry as well. Some of the ones that I think we really enjoyed was it Chris Hay?
Yes, Chris Hay from the UK.
From Spectrum, doing a Spectrum emulator. So Spectrum's a gaming system. People may not be familiar with it.
It's big in the UK, apparently.
Big in the UK. It's like an 8-bit
game. Like our Commodore 64, right?
Yes, that's probably the easiest way to explain it. So we actually did a port. Somebody has a CodePlex project to do that, and he found a way to actually use that Spectrum emulator in Silverlight, so you can play all those Spectrum games directly in Silverlight. So
my favorite part about that is when he pulls up the basic emulator within the Silverlight emulator, and he shows how it has like code complete, and he's like, "Yeah, code complete well before Visual Basic in like 1980 whatever." So nice job. And by the way, all these entries we're showing right now, you can watch them on Channel 9.
Yeah, exactly. And so just real quick to talk through some of the other ones. One of the other crazy ones was using. Was it 20 projectors? Just a multi-projector view where they actually sync all of them and give...
It's a 12-foot wide surface, I think.
Yeah, do you know the degrees? I forget the degrees.
270 degrees, I want to say.
I think it was 270 degrees, but it's the most beautiful display. If nothing else, the best virtual Earth simulator
it's awesome.
In the world.
I can't wait to play Quake in there.
But, I can't wait to play World of Warcraft in that thing. That would be hotness.
But it was just awesome. I mean, just the jaws drop once you watch this video and you see what they did with the virtual Earth controls.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Other one was Brian the Build Bunny, which we've actually shown on This Week on Channel 9.
But Brian was a big hit down at PDC.
People loved it.
I was on the bus coming back from the convention center, and I overheard someone say, "I wonder where I can buy my own Brian the Build Bunny." So,
or didn't they ask if it was at the store?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, something like that.
We should do a partnership with Nabis.
We should.
Nabistag or whatever.
Martin Woodward better be getting some royalties on that.
And I think it was it Mark Miller from
DevExpress
showing off clipboard history and really the killer feature where that people just were like, oh, is where it shows you your history of your clipboard.
It's clipboard history for Visual Studio, so it shows you all these different things, right?
Exactly, and it's got colorization. But you can actually copy something in say C#, and it'll convert it to VB,
and vice versa.
And vice versa. So
it was awesome.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
Definitely. So, and that's a jam-packed show for us.
Yes, exactly. So good times. Thanks everyone for coming out to the Channel 9 Lounge and enjoying PDC.
We'll see you next week. Right.